Welcome to Scrooby Village Hall. From learning to leading, the Brewster family. The pilgrim story begins with a group of religious dissenters, known as separatists, because they believed it was necessary to separate from the Church of England. Many of these people came from the area around North Nottinghamshire. Persecuted in England, these separatists began to move to Holland in 1607. And it is people from this group, together with other colonists, who made the journey to America on the Mayflower in 1620.
The Brewster family. William and Mary Brewster had five children. However, they did not travel as a family on the Mayflower. Only their two youngest sons, who had been born in Holland, named Love and Wrestling, accompanied their parents on the voyage. The eldest son, Jonathan, who was born in Scrooby, sailed to America in 1621 on board the Fortune, together with Thomas Morton from nearby Harworth. Their daughters, Fear and Patience, did not join the family in America until 1623, along with George Morton.
In search of legacy. In 1585, Brewster accompanied Davison on a diplomatic mission to Holland. Whilst he was there, he noticed how tolerant the Dutch were of different religious views. On returning to Scrooby, Brewster took his father's job as master of the post until, in search of a life free from persecution, he fled with other separatists to Amsterdam. In 1609, the Scrooby congregation moved to the university town of Leiden. It was here that Brewster set up the Pilgrim Press, printing and distributing controversial religious books, some of which were directly critical of King James I. Brewster was forced into hiding while preparations were made for the journey to America. Brewster's signature is one of the first on the Mayflower Compact, the agreement drawn up by the Pilgrims to ensure that the passengers on the ship would work together in a civil body politic.
International connections. The small village of Scrooby is of international significance for millions of Mayflower descendants, especially those who can trace their ancestry to Susanna Jackson or William and Mary Brewster, who both had connections with Scrooby Manor.
Rural Nottinghamshire. Richard Jackson leased part of Scrooby Manor. His daughter Susanna married William White in Holland. They both sailed on the Mayflower, and their son Peregrine, meaning pilgrim, was born on the ship after it arrived in America. William died in 1621, and Susanna married Edward Wilmslow shortly afterwards, the first marriage in the colony. She was only one of four women to survive the Pilgrim's first year in America.
Scrooby Manor. Scrooby Manor, now a private house, was the home of both the Brewster and Jackson families. Once a moated manor house, in the 13th and 14th centuries, this was where the Archbishop of York would stay when touring his diocese. The original house fell into ruin not long after the Brewsters left England. However, the 16th century building would have been similar to Gainsborough Old Hall, a half-timbered medieval manor house which is marked on the Pilgrim's Trail.
William Brewster. Brewster had a relatively privileged early life. Born in Scrooby around 1566, he spent a short time at Peterhouse College, Cambridge University, before joining the diplomatic service as an assistant to Sir William Davison, Secretary of State to Elizabeth I.
Pilgrim's Trail. This trail connects historic sites across three counties where the origins of the separatist story begin. To help us understand why pilgrims embarked on the Mayflower voyage in 1620, the trail tells of the dramatic events that forced them to flee. There are eight sites on the Pilgrim's Trail. Other locations are at Retford, Babworth, Sturtonleigh Steeple, Austerfield and Gainsborough.